We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show World Cup Edition. I am Adam Zadroik. For this show, I will be discussing the DraftKings showdown between Qatar and Ecuador, the Sunday opener. Before that, I want to get through some of the stuff that RotoWire will be covering for the World Cup. So if you know all this stuff, if you're a loyal subscriber to RotoWire, all this stuff will be familiar to you, but I'm just going to quickly run through it. So as you can see right on the soccer page, we got a FIFA World Cup fantasy guide to help you if you're playing that game, to help you with that. We have a bunch of stuff. We have a bunch of articles. We got a bunch of betting stuff right here. All the articles. I put out a betting manifesto for the World Cup. If you've never bet on the World Cup before, or if you want a few tips to bet on the World Cup, that is included in there. You go to our sports betting page. We have more articles. I just posted bets for the game that I will be talking about, Sunday's game. I just posted bets for that one, Qatar against Ecuador. We got golden boot odds. We got the full, we did a summer preview with a bunch of our staff, as you can see here, written by all of these guys across, around the world, really. So a lot of different insight. We also have Group A to Group H betting previews. Those were all written over the summer, so the odds have changed. But also on the betting page, you can see we have all this good information here if you're betting. Qatar against Ecuador. You click into that game, you can see line movement. I will be talking about this, but you can see the line movement in this. You can see injuries. You can see the lineup. You can see the news for the players. You got all that stuff on the betting page. And again, you can just change the date. And here you are. There are three matches on Monday. Again, same thing. You can just click into all these matches, find all the information. The DFS page. Go to our DFS section. As you can see, we got an article up. Corners, set pieces, and penalty takers for every team in the World Cup, and we will be updating it after every match. Cheat sheets, that is the important thing here. I will be using cheat sheet throughout the show. Also for our DFS content, we're gonna have a DFS show for every slate. We may even, every classic slate, we're gonna have a DFS show right on YouTube, right on our podcast feed. We will have articles for DraftKings, for FanDuel, for Yahoo, for pretty much whenever there's gonna be slates, we will have articles for those. We will have shows for them. We will have exclusive showdown videos as well, showdown articles like this one. We will have an exclusive for the USA games, exclusive showdown pieces for those as well. So here's this. I think that's kind of a bit of everything. Ran through it all. Am I forgetting anything? I don't know. I'm talking to myself, so no one can answer that question. So let's just go into the cheat sheets. Here we go. FanDuel DraftKings cheat sheet. We're talking DraftKings. And here are the cheat sheets. If you don't get access to our cheat sheets, also if you don't get access to any of our information, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial. Also, I forgot to mention, we also have lineups. Let me get into it. We have expected 11s. Look at this. We got expected 11s for every game here. That is on our lineups. You can go to articles, is all of our World Cup articles. All the stuff I didn't mention, that can also be found in the articles section. You got that. We got depth charts as well. So if you're playing, I don't know, something like So Rare or any kind of fantasy game or even DFS, we got depth charts for what these teams look like. And we also have projections. So if you need these projections for something, we got projections. Injury report. Of course, we are constantly updating any kind of injury. As you can see here, 32 teams. The list is long in terms of injuries, and this will be, you know, this is constantly updated by the hour. So, okay, I think that is it. I think we're ready to talk about this slate. This might be, in addition to me going solo on this, this might be the most difficult game I've ever talked about. It's just, we got Qatar, we got Ecuador. So, look at the odds here. So, Ecuador, slightly favored, 40% chance to win. Qatar, 29%. Ecuador's clean sheet, 36%. Qatar, 29%. Implied goal total, 2.26. So for all of the, all the Americans who, you know, complain about there not being goals in a match, maybe you shouldn't watch this one. I don't know. But the odds for this one, they opened at minus 160 for the under 2.5 goals. I looked this morning, minus 210 for the under 2.5 goals. Everyone's going with the under in this match. So that's kind of our mindset going into this game, is a lot of people are going to be playing the under. And when we get to tournament talk, I originally thought goalkeepers weren't going to be as popular because, you know, a lot of new players are coming in and playing these showdowns, playing World Cup DFS, and, you know, they're not familiar with the goalkeeper captain. Fortunately, with the low implied total, that may not be the case. So, I mean, these implied goal totals are pretty crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen a match with an implied total this low. A lot of this is because, so also in terms of the odds, I think Ecuador is about plus 100 to win this game. Now they're plus 135, so Qatar is getting some money. I think this is because if you look at Ecuador's recent friendlies, super defensive. I think there's been a total of maybe two or three goals in their last five friendlies. They haven't allowed a goal in those last five matches. And the reason the odds are going in Qatar's favor, but so Qatar has actually, unlike pretty much every other team in this tournament, Qatar has been training and has been playing friendlies for at least the last month. These guys have been together. Unlike Ecuador, who a lot of these guys are just joining up with the team. Grueso's coming off an injury. He may not start in this one. Caicedo, Hincapi, Estupiñan, these guys are coming over from Germany, coming over from England, where they play, Enner Valencia, coming over from wherever he's at. And then, I mean, some of these guys, Ibarra, Mena, Estrada, these guys, you know, Liga MX, that kind of a thing, Felix Torres. So Liga MX, they've been off for a little more because Liga MX has been kind of off for almost the past few weeks, including playoffs there. So, I mean, some of these Ecuadorian guys are rested, but their best players are coming over from Europe, and they also haven't been really training together. So that's kind of why I actually like Ecuador. I'm sorry. That's kind of why I like, I'm just reading the comments from our guys, Chris and Jack over here, but I'm kind of leaning Qatar here because they've actually been playing over the last month. These guys have been playing together. They've been training together. Whereas Ecuador, maybe together for a week. So that's something I take into consideration. So as we do, I'm going to talk about cash lineups, and then I'm going to get into a little turn of some tournament builds here. So let me sip some coffee, and then I will get into what I think will be the best cash lineups here. Okay, so we got set pieces. We have mispricings. Unsurprisingly, the first leg of the World Cup, there are mispricings. And the big thing is, for me, so Jose Cifuentes, he's mispriced. He is priced like a center back almost. So if he starts, he could be the guy that starts over Guerreiro, or he could even be somewhere else. I'm projecting 4-4-2 for Ecuador, 4-3-3. We'll see who they start. They also got Plata as an option as well. These guys have kind of been interchangeable throughout their last friendly, so not really sure who they're actually going to go with. But if Cifuentes starts, I think Cifuentes is a lock at captain. At a minimum, he split set pieces for Ecuador. So if he starts, that's who I would go with at captain. No questions about it. Otherwise, now is when the questions start to come in. If Cifuentes doesn't start, we will have probably a bigger split of set pieces. Also, these teams, if you want to look at penalty takers, Qatar basically used 4 PK takers throughout the past few years. Ecuador may be leaning on Valencia for PKs, but I think he missed one, his last one for the national team. Plata and Grueso have also taken them. So if you're focusing on PKs, it's not really certain who will be taking those PKs. But the other captain here, so if we look at our lineups, what we have here, it's believed to be a Mena. Angel Mena will have the majority rule of set pieces for Ecuador. There's also a question in here if Plata starts. If Plata starts, those guys will probably be splitting. And Plata, as we look at it, Mena is the most expensive player, but Plata is also up there. So we do have questions. If we get this starting 11, I probably would not go. I'd try to find a way to get Mena into my captain spot, and let's see what we can do with that, because that's the difficult route here. If we get this lineup, Mena will be on the majority of set pieces. Estupiñan may get some set pieces from the field, may get some corners. We'll see on that. I'm not sure. Like Ibarra, Estrada, Valencia probably won't be on corners, so it'll be probably those two guys. Again, this is without Cifuentes and without Plata in the starting 11s. Okay, we have to make notes of this for when the starting 11s come out. With Qatar, we're going to get a little more of, it's pretty much going to be a split of Afif and Hatem. So Qatar, 5-3-2. They have a Spanish manager, kind of moves into like a 3-5-2 with the ball, a little more defensive 5-3-2. I wrote up my betting article. I kind of looked at, you know, Maccabi Haifa played this lineup in Champions League. Brentford plays this lineup against better teams in the Premier League, that kind of a thing. As for Qatar, we're looking at Akram, Afif for set pieces, and then Hatem for set piece as well. Wherever he is, Abdulaziz Hatem is somewhere here. Here he is. Okay, he has 4 names and he's appearing as Abdul on the cheat sheet, but that is Hatem. That's the guy that we're talking about here. So Qatar's attack, I guess I'll just get this out of the way. Afif kind of does a little bit of everything. He played under Xabi in Qatar. When Xabi was managing, I can't remember whatever team that was, but Afif is probably their best player. He's the creator. He also scores goals. And then Elmoez Ali, the other forward, is probably more of the goal scorer, probably less of the creator. He's always on the end of Afif crosses, that kind of a thing. So that's kind of what we're looking at with Qatar. That's why those guys are most expensive for him. So as we're talking about cash lineups, Angel Mena here, captain. He is max price, but he will probably be, if we get these lineups, he will probably be the most popular captain. And if he's getting the majority of set pieces for Ecuador, I think Ecuador are going to have more corners in this match, no matter how it goes. Qatar, a team that likes to go on the counter. They like to sit back a little more than go on the counter. So that usually doesn't lead to a lot of corners. So if Mena is in there, I think a lock for my lineups is fullback Angel Preciado. I think he's going to start at right back for Ecuador. And you can look at his pricing. He's 5,200. You compare Preciado's pricing with Estupiñán. I know Estupiñán is probably a better player at left back, but he should not be 10K and Preciado's at 5,200. Like, we're not, there's no guarantee that Estupiñán even gets corners. And even then, how many corners is he going to get? I think we just have a massive mispricing with these guys. So Preciado is basically a lock for me. I think almost in tournaments he may even be as well. Like at Estupiñán's price at 10K, I may not even consider him in the cash games because we don't even know if he's going to set pieces. For Mena, Mena's going to have set pieces probably no matter what. If Cifuentes is in there, it'll probably be Mena and Cifuentes flipping on those. So we got Mena, Preciado. The question is if you also want to spend up on one of those Qatar guys, if you want to spend up on like an Afif or something. I'm not sure it's needed because how many corners are we going to get from Qatar? Like four corners, is that enough to justify the 10.4K a forward for Qatar? It seems like those guys kind of are sit further up in the attack and they're waiting for the corner, so they don't really see that much of the ball. I would look at instead the wingbacks for Qatar. You can get Pedro Miguel. Again, these guys are still kind of expensive in general here. Like Pedro Miguel is 5,800 and then Hamed is 6,200. But I mean, this is cash games. So it almost seems like, again, I'm basing all this off of, we don't have any prior like DK numbers. You know, I obviously looked at prior matchups and that kind of thing, but the last, I don't know, five games for Qatar have been non-FIFA friendlies to where there's no stats in those games and there's really no information at all in those games. They played against, you know, lower level national teams. They played against clubs at times as well. So there's very limited information of what we're going with, but it just seems like in the 5-3-2, the wingbacks push up is what I learned here. So that's leading me to the wingbacks, and that's usually the kind of strategy you go with in cash games anyway. So that's what we're looking at. Mena, Preciado, Miguel, Ahmed, and you still have a decent amount of money to kind of do whatever you want here. Like, do you want to plug in Estupiñán in here? If Valencia starts, if Plata starts, Caicedo is also in there. Estrada, if he's up there at forward. You'll have to decide if you want goalkeepers. I actually think the goalkeepers will be maybe too popular in cash games because you look at the total here. A lot of people will be looking at, you know, at least one of these teams is going to get the winning clean sheet. But I'm not, you can go with the goalkeeper for cash games. I will say, how many saves are you expecting for these guys? If anything, I'd go with the Qatar goalkeeper because it seems like he's going to get more saves than Dominguez for Ecuador. If Qatar are playing more on the counter, do we think that the Ecuador goalkeeper is going to get a lot of saves? Probably not. So even if you go with the scoreless draw here, maybe you only get one save from each of these goalkeepers. And sure, that's maybe at 7 points, but you could also get, clean sheets from defenders and get, you know, you can get 8 to 10 point floors from the wingbacks, from the defenders, and not have to rely on saves in a defensive match. So that's not my move. There will be a lot of people just plugging in both goalkeepers in cash games, and that's fine. I don't really have a preference, but I guess I do have a preference. That's a lie. I'm not going both goalkeepers. Sorry. The other thing here is Hatem for Qatar. He's 4,400. I believe he's also mispriced here because he does split set pieces for Qatar with Afif. And even if it's only two corners, like, he's still at 4,400. He's basically at center back pricing. So if you need to save money in cash games, he is an option as well. Like, he would allow you to go with, in addition to having Mena at captain, he'd also allow you to go with one of these other set piece takers for Ecuador, even a Estupiñán, even a Plata or whoever. So Hatem, wingbacks, fullbacks, Mena, set piece takers, cash games. we just have to wait to see what the starting lineups look like, and then we'll go from there. But that's kind of it for cash games. You can pretty much, because we have some mispricings, we can pretty much captain whoever we want. That's why I think Mayno will probably be the most popular captain, because you can plug in Preciado, because you can plug in Hatem for cheap value. Okay, so tournaments here. One thing I will mention, so we have an I'm now seeing that Moises Caicedo is listed incorrectly as a forward, so once we get into classic slates, that'll be interesting. But Moises Caicedo, midfielder, plays midfielder for Brighton. So his numbers in qualifying, he had 2 goals, 4 assists, and in this 4-4-2 or in a 4-3-3, Caicedo gets a little more forward because whoever's next to him is more of the defensive midfielder, and that allowed Caicedo to move up a little more. He is kind of expensive. I think, you know, some of those qualifying stats are in his pricing here, and that's why he's expensive. But I would say I wouldn't completely fade him because he is a central midfielder and he's expensive. Those are my thoughts on Caicedo. He does foul a lot. That is also a downgrade. So if you are worried about that, that's probably why I wouldn't include him in captain. In cash games, I believe Caicedo had the most fouls committed in Cone Mayball qualifying. So there you go. That's one of the worries with him, but he also made the score sheet 6 times for a central midfielder. Okay, so tournaments, the most popular options will be, We'll see what the most popular options will be. You got to think Ali and Afif will be up there for Qatar. Again, Mayno will probably be up there. The set piece takers with some goal upside are always there. Estrada and Valencia can be looked at, unsurprisingly. We'll see how they line up. Again, this could be a 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, 4-4-2. We'll see what Ecuador line up like. But needless to say, I mean, it's still going to be the, you know, the formations aren't entirely different. So those are probably the most popular captains. Again, as I said with Mayna, you can go with him and still make a reasonable lineup. So really, you can captain anyone you want and make a reasonable lineup because we have mispricings. As I said, like Preciado is almost a lock. Angelo Preciado is almost a lock. Assuming he starts. Fingers crossed, I guess, but one of their other starters at right back, Byron Castillo, he got injured before the tournament, and I think he's also actually banned from playing. I don't know. Either way, he's not in the squad, so that's why Preciado's going to start. So Preciado, pretty much a lock in all my teams. So how do you want to look at this match? Do you want to play for a 1-0 win? Do you want to go with a goalkeeper captain? Do you want to take the goal scorer in a 1-0 win? It may even be better to go with the goal route here, because a lot of people are, it's so hard to think, because this is the World Cup, this is the first match, it's hard to project where everyone is going to go. That is the problem here that I'm coming with as I'm talking, that we don't know how everyone is going to play this, because there are going to be more public people playing this, and we don't know how the public are going to play. Generally, the public will be like, let me get the goals, let me get all the goals, and we'll go from there. And they'll go with some center back punt, you know, hope to get a few points from him kind of a thing. But now, implied goal total 2.26, we could see captain, goalkeeper captain a bit higher than usual. So we could see more defenders in tournament captain as well than usual. So you got to decide where you want to go. So I'd say go with either goalkeeper, and just hope for the best, hope for that winning clean sheet. I don't think anyone really stands out. If you want Qatar, I would get Afif as my captain, because he seems to be involved a little more than Ali up front, as I was saying earlier. So Afif is probably the guy for Qatar if you're looking that route. If you want Ecuador, I'd go with one of the forwards, because I think Valencia will be subbed off before Estrada. No guarantees, but Valencia is older. There's also a chance he's coming off the bench, but I would go with Estrada, maybe better for 90, and you know you can get these braces with the forwards as well, and you got to think Ecuador will have more opportunities on that than Qatar, so that'll at least give a decent four. So I'm going to build a Al-Shib captain lineup, and Al-Shib here, I guess it technically can be Al-Shib or Barsham. We don't know. So if you have like, if the lineup you build has no remaining salary, just be warned that Barsham could start in net for Qatar. But I think it's going to be Al-Shib. So Al-Shib, 7,200 captain, very cheap. So that basically allows you to do whatever you want. I think you plug in Afif in this one because Afif, you're already on the Qatar goalkeeper. You're going to get set pieces. You're going to get a possible goal slash assist from Afif. So you throw that in there. And then let's say you get the 30th Qatar goal in the first 30th minute. Let's say it's from Afif. You can maybe even plug in Ali in this lineup. So yeah, this actually is pretty easy here to put together. So you get the early goal, Afif and Ali combined for a first half goal. You currently are on the win and clean sheet with Al-Shib in net. And now Ecuador are going to push for the final 45. You're going to want the set pieces. So that's going to be Mena. Again, if Cifuentes is in there, I may even consider him for tournaments. I know he probably doesn't have as much upside, but if he's splitting set pieces in this situation, that still could be like an 8-point floor. So Mena, we got 8,000 left, and conveniently that falls into Moises Caicedo and again, central midfielder, but if it is in this situation, he will probably be going forward and getting shots and getting chances created, that kind of thing. So, of course, the question is, will Al-Shib actually start in net so we can actually use this lineup? That is the question. Because if Barsham starts, this lineup does not work. But no matter what, there's still plenty of wiggle room because we also have Hatem here. Hatem is underpriced, 4,400. So if you need to save money somewhere, if you don't want Preciado in there, go down to Atem, and maybe he gets a set piece assist, something like that. So you have options here with your Qatar goalkeeper captain, with your Ecuador goalkeeper captain. If you want to go Ecuador, you get the goal scorer, you get the assister, and then the opposite side of that, you get Afif on set pieces, maybe Atem or maybe Ali to get some shots on target, get some saves, that kind of thing. So I think that's it. So I've been talking, 27 minutes. I hope that this, helps. I hope this makes sense. This is probably the most research I've ever done for a showdown. Usually in the Premier League, it's like I know all these teams front to back, so I can just read a slate by looking at the players, that kind of thing, but I don't know much about these teams. Hopefully this helped. Hopefully we can win some tournaments. Again, you got to be a subscriber. We're going to be getting stats. We're going to be getting everything at RotoWire, rotowire.com/soccer trial. You're going to want these cheat sheets. Even if you don't play DFS, well, I guess why you're listening to the show if you don't play DFS, but you're going to want these cheat sheets. Even if you don't play DFS, like I still look at these cheat sheets for betting purposes to look at the implied numbers because the implied numbers are very helpful. And you can also get anytime goal score odds right here. As soon as the stats come in, we're going to get set piece numbers. We're going to get floors. We're going to get stats conceded. That's going to be all in these cheat sheets. But hey, I think this is going to be a pretty good opener. I think as long as this isn't 3-2, maybe you build a 3-2 lineup. Hey, congrats on the 10K, 20K, whatever it is. But I think it's going to be a pretty low scoring game. I think Qatar will try to, get a goal or two off the counter. We'll see if that happens. But Ecuador probably going to have the edge in the midfield with Caicedo, maybe Grueso, whoever else is in there. It could be scoreless. But I think we got good builds for cash and tournaments. So good luck to everyone. We will have Monday's three-game slate. We will do that show Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So if you're watching this on Friday, if you're watching this show on Friday or Saturday, that show will also be up on our YouTube. That show will also be up on our podcast feed. But we'll be doing a show every day, so I'll be seeing a lot of everyone. Good luck for this opening showdown, and hopefully we can start the tournament off with some winnings. You can find me at RotoZadroik. You can find RotoWire Soccer at RotoWire Soccer on Twitter. Thanks for watching, and we'll see everyone in the coming weeks for World Cup 2022 in Qatar.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.